And welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, your host. With me is Phil Conlon. How are you doing, Phil?
Yes, good afternoon, Phil.
We're going to talk about the recent arrest of the brilliant young woman in Rwanda. Her name is Diane Shima Wigara, and we're going to be speaking to her aunt, who is very concerned about her, the condition of her, not only of her niece, but also of her sister, who's also arrested, and a second niece. We'll be talking about why this is happening and what Canadians might do about it to help. And the latter part of the show, we're going to be speaking to, I get the name right, Mr. Goldsmith of the World Federation of Trade, Frank Goldsmith, pardon me, of the World Federation of Trade Unions North America. He is also the director of Occupational Health Transport Workers Union Local 100 in New York. And Phil, we have a quick announcement. I think Brendan Stone has been nominated for something.
Yes, our good friend Brendan Stone is been nominated for, in his particular category, for a Journalist of the Year in the city of Hamilton. But nomination, he has to get elected, and we need your vote. So hang on. I'm just opening a complicated website here, so I'll have it in a moment.
All right.
We'll come back to it.
Yeah. When you've got it, and I want to remind our listeners, you can find the Taylor Report on facebook.com/The Taylor Report and soundcloud.com/Taylor-Report. And, of course, CIUT is starting its membership drive soon. It will be up on November the 13th. And there's a hashtag, Sound of Your City. And we're looking to raise $60,000. So the first person to give us $60,000 will get a free trip to Iceland. So there you go right there. And there's also, well, and you can catch us on facebook.com/The Taylor Report. And soundcloud.com/Taylor-Report. Phil Conlon is here, a Classical Underground, Wednesday, 6 to 8. And I guess before we go off here, I'll mention the name Robert Mugabe. He's on the front page of the Globe today. The Globe has a reporter. He's a rather impressive man, actually. Jeffrey York. And Jeffrey tells us that the world leaders are unhappy that Robert Mugabe was given an honorary kind of role, and now this has been reversed. So they have and he works in Africa. So after all this work in Africa, the only people he quotes are North Americans or Europeans. And the mystery that he cannot solve is, why was Robert Mugabe given the job or asked to take this honorary post? And I have an answer for him that, since he's in Africa, he might double check. Africans like Robert Mugabe. It's us who do not like him. It's Western, white Europeans. I know that for a fact. I mean, I was in Arusha when Mugabe came there for a meeting. Every major leader who went to talk to him held his hand and looked at him like they were looking at Mandela. I'm sorry you don't like that, listeners, if you don't like it, but that's a fact. So the Globe did not quote a single African leader on this matter. The only people you needed to hear from were Justin Trudeau, who really knows a lot about Zimbabwe, or somebody from the White House, or somebody from France, and that's be all and end all. That's all you need to know. So this is embarrassing. This is just parochialism writ large, imperialism writ large, not respecting Africa at all. We're going to take a break, and you probably get to hear a little Lee Morgan, and we'll come back, and we're going to talk to this gentleman, Frank Goldsmith.
CIUT 89.5 FM, bringing you the sound of your city for